Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey everybody, today's episode is brought to you in part by HBO Now. HBO Now is the new way to stream all of HBO's series, movies, documentaries, sports, specials, and more. And there's no TV package required. Download the app on your favorite device to start your 30-day free trial instantly. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody. There's a lot going on right now. I feel like I'm in the comedy zone. That curtain's not real. I'm just so tickled with myself right now because I told a guy in a wheelchair to get that damn chair out of my way. Like, I knew he would have a good sense of humor about it, so it's fun to say. You can't just, if I was out on the street, I couldn't get away with that. But you're in the front row of my show. I know you have a sense of humor. Thank you, everybody, for being here. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is what loves movies!
You guys waited so patiently for that. Because I realize that when I come up here and I'm all fucked up and just babbling before getting to the part you're waiting for, like, you guys know your cue. It's like being in a scene with an actor that's not saying the line that you're supposed to hear when you're supposed to hear it. So you guys were very patient, and also I've been distracted by, there's something at my feet that I want to pick up and figure out what that is. It's a hat. It says for the prize bag. So in the prize bag tonight, a hat that says Alien 3. Remember that when it was, instead of the full three, it was like Alien to the third. So that makes no sense at all. And then, but I guess it's better than this, than the number 7 in the middle of the word 7. I'll still never be able to figure out why a 7 can replace a V. Yeah, they're similar, but they're in a different position. And then, this is really crazy, a stack of E.T. trading cards. Which I think will be a fun thing. I'll just go to the stack randomly throughout the show today and just share different different fun things about E.T. Because I'm sure that, I mean, this is a big stack of cards. And I'm sure they're loaded. So this hat's going to go in the prize bag along with all the stuff I brought and what my guests brought. But first, let me say this. We are coming to you for the first time ever from the Comedy Zone in Greenville, South Carolina! Yeah. I'm not boycotting here. It's not North Carolina. I am not Bruce Springsteen. But if I were, I would do that. I would skip the states with dumb new laws. It's Saturday, April 9th, 2016, at 4:20-ish. It's even later than usual, which is another thing I should address. Like, I like to start 10 minutes late because I'm usually, you know, by a dumpster somewhere at 4:20. But it was not my intention to start that much late, but we had the gentleman that's doing the sound for the show had a car situation, a car breakdown. Yeah, but he got here, and this is, as far as I know, this is being recorded. Yeah. This is really happening. I mean, I always have to just be on stage and hope that somebody pressed the right button. Let's do some Doug plugs. Monday night, I'll be on Kill Tony at the Comedy Store in L.A., so if you're out there, come by. And then the next night, I'll be doing a super secret movie interruption at CineFamily. I can't say what we'll be interrupting, but I can say that I plan to prove who would win in a real battle between Superman and Batman. CineFamily.org if you want to witness the carnage. And Doug Loves Movies returns to the UCB Theater in L.A. on Thursday, April 14th. DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. Now it's time for Tweet Relief. Tweets about movies. Mobster 84. So this was a mobster who was born in 84. I'm guessing. Or an 84-year-old mobster. Tweeted, look at it this way. If it weren't for SeaWorld, we wouldn't have amazing movies like Free Willy or Blackfish. This has been Tweet Relief, SeaWorld Sucks Edition. Does anybody here listen to Doug Loves Minis? Awesome. I always worry that nobody's listening to that. And I appreciate that you do. And if you don't, you should if you want to hear more of my mushed mouth movie musings. Doug Loves Minis on iTunes. I just feel like I never promote it because it's such a just me talking in a room somewhere. But it's like the Marc Maron podcast without the interesting interview. Although I do love the, I'm on record already saying I love the first part of the Marc Maron podcast. Because it's interesting, like you don't get to hear enough about when somebody interviews somebody, like especially on TV, you don't get to hear all about how they felt about it before the interview happened and after it happened. You know what I mean? Like he tells you everywhere that he's at. Every other interviewer just does the interview. I brought some VHS tapes for the prize bag. Oh, look, and a At Midnight in Texas sticker. But in the prize bag tonight is an episode of an underrated show. I really enjoyed this show on the WB Network. It was called Gross Point, and the episode is called End of the Affair. And then this is just mostly exciting because it's got the label that says Dubba 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 WB. And Michigan J. Frog with his hat like, hey! And so that's the best part about this one. Because I don't know who would want to see the pilot for a series that I think did not go to air called Housebroken. I don't even know what it was about. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt is going in the bag. A Doug Loves Jack Daniels shirt is going in the bag. And a Doug Loves Marijuana in Texas is the shape of Texas with marijuana leaves. and I assume it's from Normal in Houston. Houston Normal. I can't see it. Yes, Houston Normal shirt. And a Jash Fest. We just had Jash Fest in Palm Springs. Koozie. Beer koozie. And that's everything that I brought. But my guests brought stuff. And we got, as I like to say, two old bees and a newbie. Please give a big warm welcome to Josh Wolf, Justin Thompson, and Jeff Tate. Josh has just told me he has a hole in his pants, and now he's going to sit on a stool and present it to everybody. Is it in a spot where you could just sit on it, or is it going to just shoot right at the crowd?
Hold on 1 second. I will tell you. No, that's not great.
How do you get a hole right there?
By the way, I've
Were you already just poking at that spot?
And let me just say, I've never said this, but I was just 2 fingers deep on myself, so that's weird. All right.
I've said that before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's Jeff said that one time he had whiskey in his ass. 2 fingers deep.
Yeah, well.
So is the hole safe?
I don't know. You're welcome.
From audience.
How am I doing? Okay, good, good.
It's all yeah. dudes. In the
Eyes are up here, gentlemen. Lady. Eyes are up here. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for being here, guys. I don't know who to give the Pete Holmes Award to. I forgot who spoke first. So we'll just start with our first time guest, Justin Thompson, everybody. He goes by at Justin T, T-E-E, on Twitter.
Hey, how's it going?
And thanks for being here, man.
Well,
you're based out of the Atlanta area?
Yeah.
And... drove over here. How long does that take?
Like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
And you listen to the show?
Pretty regularly, I'd say. Yeah.
Sure.
I've heard the show.
So how do you think you're going to do against two regular guests on the program today in the game portion?
Jeff is a little intimidating. I don't know, Josh.
Well, just don't try to take on Josh on the movies of his cousin Scott.
Scott Wolf, yeah.
Because now he will obliterate you, because now he's finally learned.
I know three now.
All of them. And that's right, everybody. Josh Wolf is here.
Hi.
Headlining all weekend long here at the Greenville, South Carolina Comedy Zone, where they keep the monitors with upcoming shows. They go ahead and keep those running during the show, just in case anybody's like, I can't pay attention right now. I got to make some plans.
I know I'm having fun now, but who's here next
month?
Yeah,
who's coming up? I'll do some updates for the listeners that can't see these monitors. Fortune Feimster is going to be here. She's great.
Mm-hmm.
She was on the Chelsea Does episode with you where everybody smoked pot.
Yeah.
And she's not a pot smoker.
No. Well, you know, they brought out like gourmet food with weed in it. And I'm less of a smoker and I'm an edible guy. So for me, I was like, cool. But none of the people that we were eating with were edible people. And so the woman who was sitting next to me, the reason the dinner part was shorter was because about halfway through, she just Irish goodbye to everybody. Because she said to me, she goes, what happened 10 seconds ago? I go, what?
Now, an Irish goodbye, yeah. Just to be clear, is when you fuck a shillelagh and leave.
Yeah. Yes. I have to tell you, I don't know what a shillelagh is.
I don't
that's
know.
Still
I,
funny.
I just went for an Irish word that I could think of. I should have just said fuck a leprechaun.
No,
and leave.
You You could have said four-leaf clover. Anything would have worked. But shillelagh's good because nobody fucking knows what it is.
Well, it seems like it has an open end you could fuck. But probably not. It's just a stick, right?
I bet you there are two types of shillelagh. I bet you there's an open-ended
Ladies
shillelagh.
Ladies can fuck a shillelagh. Yeah.
Hey, dudes could, too.
Dudes could. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah. News from the LGBT community. Right, good Josh. Josh is playing all weekend long, headlining all weekend long here at the Greenville, South Carolina Comedy Zone.
Two more
and
shows tonight.
So that's two shows tonight, so come back and see him. Get more drunk or higher, whatever it is you do, and come back to one of his shows. It's a good time. He brought his guitar, and he whipped it out last night, I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, second show last night, got some guitar treats.
Yeah.
And we all owe Josh, if you're happy that this is happening, it's I only came here because I was like, oh, I'll go where Josh is going that weekend. And so that's why we're doing this show here today. I'm going to follow him on the road and take advantage of him. I'm going to put a shillelagh in him.
Oh, no.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
That poster was destined to fall over. I've got a poster for the prize bag, but while I pick that up, everybody say hi to Jeff Tate.
Hey, everybody. Hello, Greenville.
You have easily...
South Carolina.
Yes, south.
Not North
Not
Carolina.
North.
Where I thought I was going.
Did you fly into North Carolina?
No.
Okay.
I drove.
You drove, but you really thought it was going to be in North Carolina?
Yeah, I looked it up, and you said Greenville, and I was like, I know where that is. It's near where my uncle lives. And
because they got Greenvilles in both?
They got Greenvilles in both.
That's some bullshit.
Yep. Like, it's not even North Greenville and South Greenville, which would make it easier to figure out. But South Greenville would be in South Carolina. Do you guys get it?
Hey, Jeff, what state is North Greenville in?
North Greenville is in North Carolina. Thank you for asking, Justin. I appreciate it. This is a hard show to get your footing on. Yeah. And you're really doing a great job. Josh, I want to point out that my cousin wore an Oakland Raiders jersey to my grandma's funeral. So we all got cousins, man. We all got cousins, and they all do dumb shit, right?
Now, when we do home movies count? Because I don't know how many home movies your cousin was in. So does that count?
My cousin is not photogenic. Let's say he wore that Oakland Raiders jersey because of the fit.
And Josh.
It was all black. So he seemed like, that seemed like funeral attire to that.
Josh using his cousin Scott for Last Man Standing is the closest I'll let somebody get to cheating.
But I
lost. You can't name somebody. Yeah, and you lost.
Yeah. But
you can't name somebody nobody's heard of.
Yeah.
You know, if you get to pick, you got to at least go with a. But I've got some choice ones picked out. I've researched actors who have only appeared in movies where they were the only person in them. So it's good to know those in that game.
Doug, I think those are called TED Talks. I know a movie.
You're
with
right,
only,
Jeff.
Yeah. I know a movie with only one person in it. Doug Dynasty.
That's not on the Doug Loves Movies challenge. You know, Josh and Justin, I've challenged all of my listeners to try to watch 366 movies they haven't seen before in this calendar year, and some people are kicking ass at it. Some people are doing great, but other people are coming to me and saying, "Do comedy specials on Netflix count?" I'm like, I said movies. What about that makes you think it's a movie? Like, are you coming to me going, does soap count? If I wash my hands, does that count?
I saw Run Tell That in the theater, that Martin Lawrence special. It came out 40 years ago.
Right. And there have been stand-up movies
like Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy and stuff like that. They exist. I don't deny that.
That's a great poster.
But inside the prize bag, the poster that I keep knocking over is from the South by Southwest comedy this year. And it's a pretty cool poster with lots of names of comedians you didn't see because you weren't there. And so that's going to go in the prize bag. What'd you bring for the prize bag, Josh Wolf?
Well, I completely forgot to bring something. So I brought a T-shirt that I've worn before.
It's something he's already worn. So,
completely
ladies,
forgot. He was like, what do you got for the bag? I was like, fucking nothing. So
game
this,
worn, man. Game
this
worn.
Is from my podcast called Fairly Normal. So it's a Fairly Normal T-shirt.
It'd be funny if your shirt... It would be funny if your shirt but like only had one shirt sleeve or something, so like the shirt itself was only fairly normal.
We could cut one off.
Yeah,
but
we really
you walk
could.
Around it, you already wore this?
That's what I'm saying.
You
yeah.
wore your shirt with your name on it and your name of your podcast?
I just
were you doing some street teaming? Yeah.
I wore it on my podcast so people could see it.
Oh, okay, yeah. I should wear my Doug Loves Movie shirt on.
Yeah, just so people see it.
When I'm here, like, so that, because some people here are confused. What are we here for? Although maybe some are. Is there anybody here who's never heard the podcast? Applaud if you've never heard Doug Loves Movies. Yeah, there's always a couple. They're either stoners or At Midnight fans or just... dumb people got dragged here.
Maybe they just like the start time, Doug.
Like, yeah. But also, it's spousal abuse. I've seen some people drag their wives or husbands to the show.
Yeah.
But they get into it, usually. You guys having fun so far? I didn't mean the people who wanted to be here. I mean, that's how, that you gotta judge, like, when you're looking at, like, Rotten Tomatoes or CinemaScore or whatever the fuck, those are the people that went the first night. So, like, if a movie, like, gets a C-minus or a B-minus, I skipped a couple grades, C or C-plus, if it gets in that range and it's the people that were dying to see it, that is bad news. Batman versus Superman.
Did you see that? I haven't seen it yet.
I think it did better, though. I think it did, like, 70%. But of people, but those are the people that went the first night and were so psyched and just couldn't admit to themselves that it was terrible.
You didn't like it?
It's boring. You know, some people disagree, and I'm happy for them.
Even the fighting parts were boring, and that's the parts I usually like.
Yeah, I like some. I mean, I think some of the effects are good, and you know, some of it kind of works. But you know, and certainly. Zack Snyder knows how to put images on a screen. Like, he's good, you know. Maybe he should, you know, have still pictures in a museum.
I heard he makes this loop of the upcoming attractions for the zone here.
Because even when I like a Zack Snyder movie, like, I enjoyed Watchmen, but I still sit there kind of going, this is slow. This is moody and slow, and maybe that's not right for superhero films. But... different directors are going to do all the different, you know, it's going to have a bunch of offshoots now. You know, they're going to try to create a whole DC universe. And so maybe some of those movies will be more fun.
No.
I hope they're not all grim. I hope that grim isn't going to be what DC means. Like, if it's a DC movie, it's just going to be grim. And if it's a Warner Brothers, it's going to have funny quips.
But they're super, the DC
Warner
superheroes
Brothers,
are terrible.
Marvel.
Yeah.
What?
The DC superheroes are terrible.
Oh, you don't like them?
No.
As superheroes?
No.
Really?
No, I don't.
That's interesting.
I don't like them.
I've never thought of that before. I thought if somebody would just make a fucking decent movie, the Fantastic Four is a good group.
Yeah, but that's Marvel.
Hang on, I'll get one. If someone would just make a goddamn Wonder Woman movie that makes sense.
Yeah, now that's DC.
Or a TV show. They've tried a couple times to make a TV show out of it, and it doesn't fly. Supergirl is good. I like Supergirl on CW.
Isn't the Phantom DC? The Phantom's pretty dope.
Yeah. I think they got plenty. I think their bench is deep enough that even Josh Wolf might like... anyway, Justin, what do you bring for the prize pack?
I got a two-parter, couple things here. From the movie Home Alone 2, I have a talk boy. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Wow!
What the hell?
Whoa!
Wait, are you gonna keep that?
That is, yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's not gonna make it in the gift bag, is it?
Do you work at Planet Hollywood?
Yeah.
Or how'd you fucking get that thing?
Where did you get that?
Did you tear this off the wall at HP? PH? What is it?
That's amazing.
I mean, why it's do you have it?
I don't know. I had it when I was a kid. It's from my childhood. It's your gift now.
That's crazy.
Awesome. Yeah.
That might be worth something.
I looked on eBay. It's worth like 10 bucks.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I said something.
Yeah.
Yeah, this 10 bucks is more than anything else in this bag is worth.
A talk boy.
So yeah. Far.
All right.
So far.
All
right, second half, I brought some audiobook cassettes so you can listen to something on it. The bestseller, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. 8 cassettes set for you. So you can record 8 tapes if you don't want to listen to it.
I bet one of those steps is not listening to those tapes on a talk box.
Yeah, get out of the house.
Thank you, Justin.
You're welcome.
Wait, this is a Star Wars card. They're all E.T. except for one Star Wars card. I pulled out the one Star Wars card, but let's find out what it has to say. Darth Vader is the evil Imperial Dark Lord who represents the dark side of the Force. What is this, Star Wars for Dummies?
That's like a flashcard they would use in an English as a second language class during pop culture week.
What did you bring for the bag, Jeff?
I brought a stitch kit for speakersilence.org, the nonprofit. Nonprofit provides pro bono counseling to the adult survivors of child sex abuse. That's a dope organization.
I think you make the other guests feel bad when you when you bring a charity into it.
Yeah, I think nobody told us
they just brought clothes they wear, toys they used to own.
Yeah.
It's not a competition. I got some beard supply stuff from Ohio Valley Beard Supply. Fella gave me that stuff.
By the way. Dudes with beards love your show, apparently, so... Oh, my God.
I don't know why this guy shaved today. I don't know what you were thinking.
I know. Just so you know, just look up front here. Look at you. What happened to you? By the way, in the night, you're the Fatone of this group. Do you know what I mean? Like, just so you know. In the 90s, you wouldn't have been in the Fatone. You all would have been Fatones. But you're the Fatone of this fucking group, just so you know.
Josh, I'm only halfway through my prize
book. Oh, sorry.
I got Habitat for Humanity. I got all kinds of... I got a Nat Geo Wild Channel hat. I don't know where I got that. I got my very last tour T-shirt with me and Emma on it. Last one.
Jeff, cheer up. You'll tour again.
Oh, no, it's my last shirt. And my new album came out yesterday. Jeff Tate, again. I have a copy of that. And I have a whole bunch more copies of that that you can buy on your way out.
Yeah, how much are they?
$10.
$10 on your way out. How much are they on iTunes?
$10.
Oh, okay. So
big discount
save,
here.
Well, you save the trouble of having to click a few buttons.
And I don't know. Something else?
You say and before you got nothing?
I was hoping I would come up with another reason why it was better to buy it from me. I can't sign your download.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, get the hard copy, you guys. Jam it into your thing.
Your shillelagh?
Yeah. download it, and then unjam it and give it to a friend. I mean, throw it in the garbage. I mean, pollute the world.
I mean, once you get it on your phone, do whatever you want with it. You don't have to keep it after that. Just give me money on your way out. We're good.
All right, so that's all the prizes that are going to be in the bag. Someone here today is going to win all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got some other business to attend to before that, starting with, I thought it'd be fun. This is a, you know...
That was your stuff, by the way. That was yours. Yeah.
The Home Alone camera broke.
Yeah.
That's why people need to come see it live. It's not. Yeah. It doesn't all translate to the listeners. They didn't get to see me slap my face.
Yeah.
The old Macaulay Culkin slap was just for the live audience. We get suggestions, and by we, I mean me, on Twitter for, you know, new games on the show. And sometimes I'm like, no. And other times I'm like, no. And then I think about it a while. I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe. And then other times I just go, well, let's just give it a little, let's run it and see how it, you know, see what people think of it. See if it's, you guys are going to be good at the games today, I think. You know? Pretty strong panel, as long as you don't have to name movies your cousin is in. And so I'm going to just run you guys through this game. It was suggested by Kevin Cowan 514, and he calls it Mashup. We'll have to come up with a better title. But I name an actor, two different actors, and they're from two different movies. But those two movies, their titles could be combined into one title. Build a title style.
Oh, it's like a...
Can you give me an example?
Yes.
Before...
Yes. Are you ready?
Listen, here's the thing. Like, I understood all the words in those sentences individually, but combined, I have no fucking idea what you just said to me at
it
all.
It sounds really simple, though.
But that's why it's important to run these things like this.
We're beta testing this game, Josh.
Because the games have to be something that I can explain to the guests and they understand.
Yes.
And that you don't understand so far could be a stumbling block. But having an example ready is a good idea.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to think of one.
Hey, Doug, can I try? Can I try an example?
No.
To see if I understand.
No, you can't. You can't. You can't.
Damn it.
I'm just going to give you one.
Okay. Right.
But I appreciate, Jeff, the offer. An example would be of a mashup title would be Crazy Stupid Love Actually, and that movie would star Steve Carell and Hugh Grant.
Crazy Stupid.
Oh yeah, I was gonna be way off.
See. So you're taking two titles and mashing them together, and you're naming an actor from each. So I'm gonna tell you an actor from each of the movies in a movie mashup, and please don't yell out if you think of it in the audience, because I know it'll be overwhelming when you do. Because you'll be the only person in the room who's figured it out. But I'll give you more sets of actors who are in the two movies if you don't get it after the first one. And
okay.
Just you know, guess titles as they come into your head. Here we go. Tommy Lee Jones and Josh Hartnett in. So the idea is you have to think of a Tommy Lee Jones movie and a Josh Hartnett movie.
Men in Black Hawk Down.
That's correct. So Josh, don't worry, we're not going to play this game today.
I was still trying to remember what Josh Hartnett looked like.
He looks a lot like Scott Wolf, but squintier.
Yeah, squintier like Scott Wolf, yeah.
Like if Scott Wolf never had sunglasses.
Yeah, like a longer, shaggier, drawn out.
He's a shaggier Scott Wolf. He's always got shaggy hair.
Yeah. Like, is this Hollywood Homicide?
By the way, that was really well done, dude. But you know what I really appreciate about his style is that he started, as you were talking, head leaned back against the wall, eyes closed, like literally just taking it all in. Men in Black Hawk Down.
Oh, I didn't. The one thing you got wrong is I didn't move my head to say it. Yeah. I'm not even sure I opened my eyes.
Yeah, it's all instincts with him. He doesn't need to see where he's going when he's answering a trivia question.
The answers are inside my head. You guys know that, right?
The alien's temporary new home is Elliot's closet.
E.T.
E.T.
Luckily, it's a rather large closet.
E.T. the extraterrestrial.
Though cluttered with oversized toys and other curious objects.
Do you know why it had so many babies' toys in it?
Because they didn't. It wasn't a.
Because he shared the closet with Drew Barrymore. It was
Drew
a shared
Barrymore
walk-in
was a,
closet.
Was a child. I mean, was yeah. three Baby. Or four? Yeah. Four. Yeah. So that's interesting.
And
that
was,
these
and
cards are just going to describe the movie.
Yeah.
So oops.
So did we just play that game or?
I believe I played that game.
Yeah.
That was a beta test.
Uh-huh.
And I think the game will go over well every time Jeff is a guest. I'm starting to find that the toughest games are better for Jeff.
Yeah.
And not necessarily for everybody else. But here's one that should be easy for you, Josh. What was the last movie that you saw?
What was the... Does it count theaters or on TV?
Any.
I just watched
anywhere,
E.T.
Or Netflix or anywhere.
I just watched E.T., actually.
Oh, well, then maybe you recognize this moment. When Elliot finally gets home, he notices that E.T. has been dressed up, ... as a woman.
How do they know E.T.
Call me Caitlin, E.T. says.
And then I saw the what
but
was it?
Don't phone me at home. They won't know Caitlin at my home.
I saw the Cloverfield Lane movie in the theater.
10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yes.
And? Really?
I liked it up until the last...
Okay, don't say no more.
Yeah.
You just didn't work all the way through.
It didn't work all the way through.
Did it work enough that you'd recommend it, or does the ending let you down so much that you just have to walk away?
Yeah, the ending killed me.
I liked it, though.
I mean, liked it up until the ending.
Okay. Yeah.
I only liked the ending.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I liked the whole movie.
Can't be true. Can't be true. What about you, Justin? What was the last movie you saw?
I saw Batman versus O.J. Simpson.
Why isn't that? That's got to be a thing on
the
internet.
Yeah, that should actually.
Somebody should make that.
I saw Batman versus Superman: Dawn of Justice.
Oh, thanks for the full title.
I've heard the show.
Appreciate it. And finally, like I was waiting all night for Justice. Like I stayed up all night. Some people stay up all night to get lucky, but I stayed up all night for Justice. And then Dawn came, and then fuck, there's Justice. Like, they don't even do that in that movie. The fight doesn't end at dawn. The justice doesn't begin at dawn. Yeah. Maybe it does. I don't know.
I think that the subtext of the subtitle is it felt like it took all night.
I thought it was a little short.
People keep saying, really? Of its goals? People keep saying... People keep saying that it seems like a big setup for a Suicide Squad, but it didn't even feel like that to me. Like, that's just a minor part of it. It's just long and unnecessary. Right?
Yeah, it was a little much.
It's just too many, like, rainy funerals.
Find out how
what happened to your mic?
What happened to my mic?
Oh, Jeff's out of the show, everybody.
All right.
No more Jeff. You want to play with it a little, like a professional?
Hello?
He just gave up right away, yeah. Like he's never held a microphone before. But it might just be, you know what I mean? It might be...
Oh,
we got a new one. We got a new one coming in. Wow, you must really feel like Jeff Tate from Queensryche now. Rhodey bringing in a new mic.
Jeff Tate just handed Jeff Tate
a
microphone.
Yes, there he is. He's back. What were you going to say? That was a national nightmare.
Well, what I was going to say was going to be funny and rhythm. And
in the moment, it would have worked. Also, it probably would have helped if you could still remember it.
No, I remember it.
Really?
I'm just glad that this Batman movie finally showed me how, like, how come Batman is Batman. Like, it turns out his parents were murdered.
I was so hating you for your dumbness until you said the punchline.
Yeah. That was worth the wait. That really was.
No, it was a good payoff.
Yeah.
I like it when somebody pretends to be dumb, turns out not to be.
Yeah.
That's my business.
I'm still waiting for the punchline after he said he liked the Lone Ranger remake, but let's not get into that.
Did you really?
Let's let it go, Josh. Let it go.
Horse, train, I'm done.
So Hollywood should make a movie just called Horse Train. And
I'll be first
and
in
hope
line.
That you
By
show
the way,
up.
I've seen a movie called Horse Train. You don't want to see that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I heard the critics are saying nay. People love your laugh, Jeff.
Yeah.
Did we ask everybody what the last movie they saw was? Jeff, did
Not
I ask
me
you?
Yet.
Okay, what'd you see?
I decided a week ago that I'm going to try to do that 366 and 366.
I decided long ago.
So I'm
Not
way behind.
Not to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I lived as I be.
Is that right, Billy?
Yeah, something like that. Is that a first here on the... Have you ever sang that song in the show?
I don't think so. I don't sing much in general, but sometimes the mood takes me.
It was inspirational.
Yeah, Jeff, what were you saying?
I believe I was about to say, because the greatest...
I believe I can fly. I don't know what's gotten into Doug. Yeah. It's a certain kind of strain here in Southern Carolina. Okay, go, Jeff. Is your microphone working?
Yeah. Since Wednesday, I watched JFK, Blood Simple, and MASH. And
All
it
right.
turns out, I thought I'd saw MASH 20 years ago. Turns out I was thinking about Kelly's Heroes.
Another star-studded movie set in wartime.
Yeah, Donald Sutherland being a goofball.
Mm-hmm.
But MASH is fucking great, and then they play football for a little bit. That felt weird, but just didn't.
Don't they play football and also like the doctors like inject somebody with something to make them lose?
Make them fall asleep.
Yeah, make them sleepy.
Yeah.
That movie's all kinds of fucked up.
Oh yeah, they do so many terrible things. Like, but whatever, they were hippies or whatever, I don't know. JFK's fucking dope.
They're hippies at war. Yeah, speaking of hippies at war, JFK is very long. You watched the whole 3 hours?
Fastest 3-hour movie I've ever seen in my life.
And did you memorize the dazzling array of actors that are in it for future games on this show? Because JFK is a good go-to answer when you don't have an answer.
I was just thrilled because it's...
Everybody's in it.
Yeah.
But Walter Matthau's so great, and Tommy Lee Jones is amazing, and the fucking movie, I did
Joe Pesci's weird.
Joe Pesci is super weird. It's... Holy shit, man. That movie. I started taking a deep dive into that JFK stuff, and it really seems like the government might have something to do with it. Like, it really feels like they're not being straight up with us about what happened.
Yeah. Kevin Costner is pretty persuasive.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
With a pointer in his hand.
I was waiting.
And a southern accent.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The very end of the movie when he was giving that speech for his closing argument, I kept waiting for him to finish the speech by saying, "Now imagine she was white." Right? From A Time to Kill. And what was the other one I saw? Yeah, Blood Simple's.
Oh, that's right. Not their first movie, but very early Coen Brothers. Maybe their second movie. Maybe the first one they co-directed. Using his flashlight, Elliot follows a trail of strange footprints into the field just outside his house. Then, much to his horror, he is entered.
What?
It's true. I just rewatched it. It's true. That happened. Yeah.
Wait, so they took all the guns out of the FBI's hands, but they left that part in?
Yeah.
Spielberg draws some weird lines.
That's why his finger was so long.
Yeah. He said, "Get your Reese's off my pieces."
Yeah. Ouch.
Finally, dirty jokes about E.T.
Yeah! Not too soon, right? Not too soon.
Was it established that E.T. was a boy alien? And so when they dressed him up like a girl, it was weird? Why would... Like, how do they know what gender E.T. is? His name is literally just means an alien.
Yeah, I mean, Gertie could have been just putting a wig and a hat on a lady alien who didn't look pretty enough.
Yeah. I feel like we don't need to impose our gender norms on E.T.
Yeah. Once he had that wig on, he couldn't go to the bathroom in North Carolina without showing an ID.
I know.
That was a great callback.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Really good one.
Yeah. It'll really hold up 10 years from now.
Yeah.
Hey, people listening 10 years from now, turn this shit off. It's super topical.
Also, if you are listening 10 years from now, hit me up on Twitter and tell me whether or not Twitter's still a thing and if North Carolina ever got their head out of their ass with those bathrooms.
They will, because it's commerce. Like, people pull out money there and then they got to straighten up just to play along. What are you going to do? I have a new favorite, Caroline. I've been here before. Not here, not Greenville, but I've been to Charleston.
It's beautiful.
Charleston's great.
Yeah.
I love their chews.
I've been to... When forced to choose.
I love their Charleston.
I choose Charleston. Yeah.
I'm a fan of their dance.
Yeah, Charleston. For a second, I was like, what is that in reference to? Nope. It's very, very easy to figure out. This is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin! We got name tags. I knew we'd have name tags. Crazy amount of name tags.
So, gentlemen, go pick one. And we'll go to these brief commercial messages. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Squarespace. Building a website can be tough, and even if you do know your way around coding, creating something that looks good and works well is a time-consuming affair. Whether it's for a business site, a portfolio, a restaurant, or whatever else, in this day and age, you probably need one anyway. Well, lucky for us, Squarespace makes it easy to build beautiful websites without breaking a sweat. Squarespace provides simple, powerful, and beautiful websites that look professionally designed, regardless of skill level. No coding required. Not only does Squarespace provide you with intuitive and easy-to-use tools to create your website with, Squarespace also has state-of-the-art technology powering your site to ensure security and stability. And you know you can trust in Squarespace for your website needs when millions of people and some of the most respected brands in the world trust in them too. I've been telling you about Squarespace for a long time now, and obviously people that listen to Doug Loves Movies are signing up for it because Squarespace keeps coming back to be a sponsor. You can't beat the ease and simplicity of Squarespace. Squarespace gives you 24/7 online support and a beautiful website. So what are you waiting for? Start a trial with no credit card required to start building your website today. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure you use the offer code Doug to get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for Doug Loves Movies. We thank Squarespace for their support of Doug Loves Movies. Today's episode is also brought to you by our friends over at Plated.com. Plated is changing the way we're cooking down at DLM HQ. They sent us a box of fresh ingredients to whip up some Thai chicken burgers and eggplant parm. And guys, this stuff is fresh, fun, and delicious. Plated makes cooking awesome meals at home easy and fun. No meal planning or shopping. Make the most out of every moment in the kitchen and at the table with Plated. Here's how to get started. Go to Plated.com/Doug for a fantastic offer with your first Plated delivery. Choose from exciting recipes that change weekly, designed to fit a wide range of tastes and preferences. Next, you'll get a hand-packed, insulated box with fresh produce, antibiotic-free meats, everything you need to cook a delicious dinner delivered straight to your door. And it's all pre-measured, so no food goes to waste. Just follow the step-by-step recipe cards, get ready to be impressed, and impress others. You don't need to be a pro to make amazing dinners. Not home for your delivery? That's most of us, right? Well, don't worry. Everything in your Plated box stays fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality dinners right at home in a few simple steps. Hurry over to Plated.com/Doug now and get a free dinner for two with your first delivery. Yep, a free dinner for two with your first Plated box. Go to Plated.com/Doug for terms and details. That's Plated.com/Doug. Back to the show.
We're back. Who are you playing for, Jeff?
I'm playing for Angelica's in the outfield. Yep.
It's got some candy on there.
It's got
there.
A lot of great... it's got Josh's face, my face, and Sam Levine.
Oh, wishful thinking that Sam Levine would come.
Kind of looks like Justin a little bit.
Yeah, it really close does, enough. Close. We should have just said that's it. Justin.
Yeah. I'm gonna eat all this candy. Thank
and your
you.
Name's Angelica?
Yes.
All right. Do you have tattoos on your arm or just that's the sleeve you're wearing?
Oh, I have a tattoo.
You do have a tattoo. I thought so. Justin.
I got Seth proof. Yeah. Put a little effort into it, so.
Yeah, that's really elaborate.
Almost as much effort as the movie.
Shots fired. QT is gonna be pissed.
Tell him I said it.
All right.
Do you know who I saw in the back? I saw Mr. Riot, the dude we saw in the alley.
All right. For reasons we don't have to go into, Josh and I were in the alley before the show. It was around 4:19, maybe 4:20. And this dude with the Riot shirt came by.
And I saw him in the back, and he made this.
That's amazing.
Josh Wolf.
Josh Wolf of Wall Street.
The Wolf of Wall Street. So there you go, brother.
Can he keep that?
And your name is Josh also?
No, my name's Brandon.
You know the concept of a name tag.
Yeah, uh-huh.
To have your name on it. Angelica and Seth did it right.
Yeah.
No, but that's still like, yeah. You picked it because he was smart to just make it all about you.
Super funny. And
but also, like you standing there where Leo DiCaprio stands, like dressed how you dress.
Is great.
It's a great, it's good. Also, let me get a picture of it.
I thought you said that it said Josh Wolf of Wall Street, but it doesn't. It says the Wolf of Josh Street,
which, yeah.
The Wolf of Josh Street.
You know, Brandon? Yeah, he smokes weed.
Yeah. We're going to give him.
That looks like your name tag that you brought hoping you'd get picked. You trying to get your shirt back?
Yeah.
He's got to get that shirt back.
I want to wear it tonight. So.
Oh, shit. A droopy geranium. I don't even know where this is going. Where are you going, E.T. cards? Belonging to Gertie, undergoes a delightful metamorphosis after E.T. stares at it for a while.
There was more to it than that.
E.T. makes uncomfortable advances on a geranium.
You know what? That, like, I bet you could do that to people, too. Like, if you just stare at them long enough, I bet they'll go through some sort of change.
Yeah, like leaving.
Yeah.
Getting the hell away from you.
Calling the police.
Mm-hmm.
All of those are changes.
Great job with the name tags, you guys. I knew you'd come out strong with the name tags, and I appreciate it. And, like I said, this is the first time here in Greenville, and... I can't see any reason not to do this again sometime.
Yeah.
Not to get ahead of ourselves. I'm not Donald Trump making a bunch of empty promises.
Oh, I'll do it.
But I do love it here. Every speech he makes now, he talks about how much he loves it where he's at.
And he says, I have a lot of good friends here.
Yeah.
He says wherever he is, got a ton of good friends.
A lot of associations.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of connections. Yeah, he loves everywhere. Let's start with Jason and Deb's IMDb game. It's a new game that a new sensation that's sweeping the nation. And I explained it to the guys backstage. So just jump in as soon as you think you know the answer, but be careful on the first title because it could be plenty of people, and you don't want to get a negative point. What do you... Jeff's in position?
Yeah! just stroke it and just...
Just stroke the beard and lean back
closed,
and close your eyes and answers will come.
Maybe you should worry a little less about what I'm doing, Josh. Maybe you should develop...
It's really intimidating, though. You're just like...
It's intimidating to watch me fall asleep before Doug asks a question?
Yeah.
I'll do it too. Here we go.
Okay.
Can't see it. Here we go. The first movie that this person is known for, according to IMDb, is Man of Steel. Yeah, nobody wants to take a chance. There's a lot of people in Man of Steel. The next movie, American Hustle. Say your own name out loud when you think you know it, and you're ready to jump in.
Sam.
There's a guy in the audience named Sam who knows the answer. Yeah. That'd be kind of a fun way to get people to not yell out the answers. Just yell out your name when you know it. Just so that you can get it off your fucking chest.
Justin.
Justin, okay, who's in Man of Steel and American Hustle?
Amy Adams.
That's correct.
Hey.
Good job, man.
Yeah, so Justin gets 1 point for that. We're playing to five or whoever has the most points after I run out of rounds, which is six rounds. We should be able to make it with five and six rounds, but we haven't in the past. All right, so two more titles. Just give me two titles of movies or TV shows or whatever projects you think Amy Adams would be most known for, according to IMDb. And if you get, for each one you get right, you get another point. Justin.
All right, I'm thinking about it.
Think
JFK.
Always a good guess. Amy Adams was 10 at the time, but she might have been one of Kevin Costner's kids.
Holy shit, I immediately tried to remember where she was in that movie.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Was she Costner's wife?
Could be.
One of the kids, maybe?
All right, one more, Justin.
I keep thinking of Isla Fisher movies. I can't.
I know, right? They're similar to some
people. That's what I do. Yeah.
They're similar to people who are racist.
I found out a couple months ago those are different people.
Yeah, they're really different, I think. One's taller. One's not married to Sacha Baron Cohen. Anything else, Justin?
No.
Not even another guess. But you got it after those first two. That's impressive that you knew that much about Amy Adams. The other two are Enchanted and The Fighter.
I would have never gotten those.
Yeah. Me neither.
Yeah.
Those
are,
wow.
But those are two of her best movies, I think. All right. So Justin has a point. Josh and Jeff need to get on the board. Here's the next round. And if you know it out there, just say your name.
Sam.
We're going to hear from Sam every time. I have a feeling. Don't say it after the first one. That's just presumptuous. But that's how I like to play. If I ever get to play. Mad Max Fury Road. See what I'm saying, Josh? You could guess one or two different people.
Yeah.
Maybe three.
Two.
But why get in? Why get in this early? It's a 50-50 chance. But now I'm going to solidify it. Inception.
Justin. Jeff.
Jeff.
Who was? It sounded like. It sounded like Justin Jeff.
Yeah, I said Justin's name first. It was an accident.
So I got to go to Justin.
Tom Hardy.
That's correct. Justin has 2 points, and now we get to listen to him fail to think of two other...
The Dark Knight Rises?
Just give me two.
Okay, and... Let me work my way through it.
Shush, audience.
I'm doing all right.
We've gathered you here to shut up. Yeah, it's Tom Hardy. We established that.
The Revenant.
Dude, you killed it. Those are the two.
Whoa. A fucking ringer is first time.
Yeah, Justin's up to 4 points. He only needs one more point.
Hey, you guys remember when I got Men in Black Hawk down?
No, Jeff, your time's over.
May I please have a, this is to the Comedy Zone staff, may I please have another pint-sized Tito's and soda? I don't know if they have Tito's, but they do.
Do they have Tito's and soda?
Jeff!
Yeah,
next
round we play a guy in the audience who'd be like, Tito.
Yeah.
Tito's and soda and in a pint-sized glass, but half strength or whatever you call it.
Single tall.
Single tall. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. Just if podcasting doesn't work out for you, you've got a great career in bartending and bouncing.
I go back and forth.
You don't have the hat on now, but when you have your hat on, you really look like you should be watching the door.
I'll put my hat on.
Jeff wears many hats.
Yes, he does.
So I got a lot of hats.
I really feel like I should jump into this conversation.
See, you're the only one with a hat on.
I know.
All right. What's that? Oh, shit.
Mr. Benson.
Mr.
So
Benson.
Polite.
What a weird way to get my attention.
Know.
That sounds like I'm about to be murdered.
I know.
Mr. Benson.
Finally have you in my crosshairs, Mr. Benson.
Mr. Benson.
But thank you, and I really appreciate. I know it's a pain in the ass, but I call ahead and say I must have all of my drinks in a Bud Light glass. And they make the effort to make it happen. I, it must be hard to find. And they got it for me, so I appreciate it.
Well, Bud Light's this new American beer upstart, and they're just trying to get their advertising where they can. They just got to get their name out there.
Did I say tonic or soda?
Soda.
I think I said soda, and I think this is tonic. Here we go. Yeah, it's a little too sweet to be soda. You guys could try again if you want, or stand around the back going, fuck that guy.
Those
are your options.
Those are the two options.
Those are the two. As a former bartender, yeah. I want to jump in and say they're probably doing both. There's a person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Grudgingly bring me another one. But it happens. I mean, I thought I might have fucked up. That's why I asked, because I might have said it wrong. Yeah, because that happens too. All right, let's start with, this is our third round, and Justin is dangerously close to taking the whole thing. He's 1 point away, so you guys are in serious trouble here. You got to really pull this out. And Justin, just lean back just a little bit, so I got to see your mouths, because that's usually how you can figure out who said their name first. The Avengers.
Fuck.
And I'll tell you what, it's not a bad time to go ahead and take a chance to keep him from winning.
Josh.
I like to, thank you.
Okay, take
this garbage away. I used to drink tonic all the time, but now it just tastes too sweet. Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna say Chris Evans.
Wrong, but thank you for trying.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you have negative 1 point.
Doug.
At least I'm on the board. That's all I'm saying.
Can I ask a
question? Jeff, are you going to jump in?
I would like to ask a question.
What is your question?
Full title, please.
For what?
The Avengers.
He was... Oh. Wait. I got to say full title just when I'm saying the title?
Yeah, because there's...
The first one, Marvel's The Avengers.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry I didn't say Marvel's.
No, because there's that movie from the 90s called The Avengers with Uma Thurman and
Ray
Fiennes.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
To which you could have said, which Avengers?
Yeah, but maybe you would have been like the first one and not Age of Ultron. Listen, I don't know. I just figured if I started talking...
Do you have a guess or do I say another one?
You say another one.
All right. Here's the second one. The Avengers, Marvel's The Avengers. Marvel's Thor.
Jeff.
Go ahead.
Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth.
No. So it's just you, Justin.
Wait, how many points does he have now?
Negative
one.
Oh,
he got a negative one, too.
Yeah. On the board, buddy.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
All right, Justin. Thor, The Dark World. And Crimson Peak.
Crimson? That was my nickname in high school, Crimson Peak.
What?
Because you would look into the ladies' room whenever they were on their period.
Dressed in crimson, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Crimson Peak, you guys. That's what those two words mean.
I don't even know what that is.
What?
Crimson
Peak.
Looking in.
I do.
Do you know who it is?
I don't get a guess anymore. I got it wrong already.
Yeah. It's all on you, Justin.
Well, I get a negative point if I guess.
That's a good point. Yeah, you could pass on guessing.
Pass.
All right. So you don't get that negative on you. But it's did anybody say their name out in the audience? And who is it?
Jennifer.
Jennifer?
Oh no, she's saying
it's
her own
Jennifer.
Name.
That's the name of the actress, Jennifer?
No, Jennifer.
She's saying.
Wow.
She's saying her own
her
name,
Jennifer.
Her name's Jennifer. Tom Hiddleston is the correct answer, Jennifer.
Yeah. He play Loki?
He's Loki in three of those movies. And then I forget his character name in Crimson Peak, but it's not Loki. It's Schmokey. All right, we get another round. This is exciting. Kick ass. Again, you guys are at -1. You really don't have much to lose. If you want to jump in now and score a crazy victory, Jeff.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Is he making that name up?
No. He's the guy who plays Kick-Ass in the movie, Kick-Ass movies, but incorrect, Jeff. You're now -2. Do you have a guess, Josh?
No. I've never heard of that fucking movie before.
Kick-Ass?
No.
Oh, dude, you got to check it out.
No.
The next movie is Hugo. I'll go ahead and go on to the next movie.
Yep.
Kick-Ass 2. Jennifer knows it. And The Equalizer.
God damn it.
Jeff loves The Equalizer.
A lot.
Any idea, you guys?
No idea.
Nope. I know it.
What is it, Jeff?
Chloe Grace Moretz.
That's correct. This is super. This is exciting. Justin's so close and yet so far.
I got to score 7 points to get 5 points to win this game.
That's why I'm encouraging you to buzz in on the first movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Just take a chance. The first movie is The Hunger Games.
Jeff.
Who is it, Jeff?
Jennifer Lawrence.
That's correct.
No!
Now, can you name three other Jennifer Lawrence properties?
Yeah, yeah. Silver Linings Playbook. Joy. And The Hunger Games. Catching Fire Part 2, whatever that is. The Hunger Games Catching Fire.
I'll give it to you because, yeah, that's correct. Hunger Games Catching Fire, Silver Linings Playbook, and then not Joy. They went with Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So you just got 3 points.
1 point. I got 3 points. Now I have 1 point.
Yeah. You clear the board on the next one, and you could win the whole thing. Here we go. Lost in Translation.
Josh!
Josh was first.
Well, one of two choices here.
Yeah, you do.
Bill Murray.
Incorrect.
Fuck
Jeff,
you!
Jeff! 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 Jeff!
Jeff! Jeff?
Scarlett Johansson.
That's correct.
Wait a second. Now, I said Bill Murray, and when I said Bill Murray, he automatically said no. Why not? It's why I had a 50% chance. You already...
Too obvious, they're saying. There's only two
fucking people in the movie. What do you mean too obvious?
I could have gone Giovanni Ribisi.
Yeah.
I could have went, her name? Anna Faris, yeah. All right. So, three more ScarJo movies.
Marvel's The Avengers. Captain America, The Winter Soldier. And... Marvel's The Avengers Age of Ultron.
No, I'm sorry. The one they went with for the fourth movie is bizarre to me because you got the other two right. But the fourth one they went with was The Prestige.
Oh, yeah, The Prestige. That was my next guess. That was for sure
my next
guess.
So now Jeff and Justin are tied for 4 points each. There's another game after this, Josh. Don't worry. How are we doing on time? I got to look at my thing. I think we're doing good, though. Oh, yeah, we're doing all right. They gave us a little extra time because we started late.
Yeah.
All right, so did someone say go Josh or something like that?
I said Josh's show will be late.
The show will be late. It's his show. It's Josh's show. So
it's all right.
We could go forever. Like,
I'm already here.
He's here, so. Yeah. Yeah, and he likes a crowd that has to wait outside in the cold for a while.
Yeah.
Go, Josh!
Thanks, buddy.
You know, security here asked me if there's anybody I want thrown out that will do it. So settle down, man.
Cut to deep.
All right. Here's the first movie.
Josh.
I like the way you play. Go ahead. Who do you think it is? You name it. You could then name four movies that person is in. Then you will be tied with these guys.
All right, ready?
Come on, you can do it. Just think of a famous actor or actress.
Yeah.
And say, there's a Nick Cage suggestion.
Did you see that video of him wrestling with Vince Neil?
No.
You didn't see that? They were drunk outside in Vegas. They were drunk outside of a casino. And I guess Vince Neil had tried to wrestle some girl down or something. And it was... Did anyone see the video?
Yeah.
It was just two old drunk guys leaning on each other saying, I love you, man. Stop it. Don't go back in there. I love you, man. It was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I am going to say.
That's a lot of wig in that fight.
Yeah.
I'm going to help you out and say it's not Nick Cage. I'm going to narrow it down for you.
Paul Newman.
Incorrect. You have negative three. And you're out for this round. Okay. Jeff and Justin. The Da Vinci Code.
Jeff.
Who is it?
Paul Bettany.
No. Justin, the next name is Forrest Gump.
Justin. Hey, and by the way, fuck all of you and your too obvious shit, okay? Right now, fuck you right now. All right, there you
go.
Dude,
it's gonna be great when this turns out to be Clint Howard or something.
Tom Hanks.
That's correct, you're the winner! Now that's how that game's supposed to work. Yeah. That was.
Tell me about it.
You could come back from way behind. It's perfect.
I really felt like I nailed that game, Doug. I really felt like I hit my stride.
No, that's the thing is that even if you don't know much, you get to participate. Yeah. This exciting. Funny and touching movie was directed by Steven Spielberg. Oh, now they're giving up. They don't give a shit about the plot anymore.
E.T.
Just a plug for Spielberg.
Jeff, E.T., the extraterrestrial and his adventures on Earth.
Michael, the older brother, whose driving skills saved E.T. from an unhappy end, says goodbye to the alien visitor in soft, clear tones. How fucked up do the people get before writing these cards? Write a series of cards that describe E.T. in its entirety.
You can almost see which ones were written at the beginning of the day
and
which ones were written at 10 to 5.
That one sounds oddly erotic, doesn't it? That one is like clear, what is it, clear soft tones?
I just picked up one that was the same shit I read earlier. You got some doubles in here, dude. The following day, E.T. is introduced to Michael, Elliot's older brother, and little Gertie, their sister. In an attempt to explain where he comes from, E.T. rolls clay into balls.
Yep. That way they know he comes from balls.
They represent the planets.
Which one was clay?
Good one.
All right, you guys, we got about 12 minutes left, so let's play a game-making, decision-making round of Last Man Stanton. This, of course, is where we take turns saying the names of the films featuring an actor or actress that is suggested by a person in the crowd who's been pre-selected. And I gotta say, that's another thing that's pretty awesome about Greenville and you guys, is lots of tweets today from people saying they've got a perfect name
for this game. And unfortunately, we can only pick one person, and it was the first one that caught my eye for reasons we don't need to get into. His name is D's P Nuts. N-U-T-Z. Where are you at, man? All right. D's P Nuts made it in. And see, where are you from?
Right here.
I like to say when I'm doing stand-up and somebody says that, oh, you live underneath the club? And we laugh. It's fun. Come see one of my stand-up shows sometime. It's great crowd work. And one... Like, people must probably say here 90% of the time when you ask them at a comedy show where they're from when you're in a town where people live there and go to the show. All right, what do you do for a living? Let's have some fun with that. Okay, we can't have fun with that. So, what's your suggestion for Last Man Standing?
Liv Tyler.
Liv Tyler. You know, that's great because we got to get out of here. I know my brain's already freezing up. I've thought of a couple, but that is a rough one. We'll start with Justin and then go to Jeff and then me and then Josh, and whichever person that's not me lasts the longest is gonna win the day today.
And I have a lifeline?
And you have a lifeline with your person whose name tag you chose.
No, I'm fucked.
You get to, why? What's wrong with, oh yeah. It's,
yeah.
It's the guy who didn't understand the concept of a name tag. Hey, Josh, you think you know a lot of Liv Tyler movies?
No,
he does not. Yep. So we know going into it, he's going to be a shitty lifeline.
Mm-hmm.
But ask some people around you. Don't be too loud, you guys. I don't want any of my guests to hear or me. Justin, start us off. Any movie with Liv Tyler in it?
Armageddon.
Yeah, of course. That's the one. That's the big one right there. Once you knock that one out. It's nothing but trouble.
Empire
Jeff.
Records.
Empire Records. People love that one. I'm going to go with one that I like. In fact, I even named the most recent episode of Doug Loves Minis after this movie. A motion picture called Super. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I like that movie.
Yeah.
James Gunn directed that. Who knew he was going to be like, Guardians of the Galaxy guy? Like, it's awesome they made that leap because Super is super fucked up. It's not mainstream at all. Josh, do you know any Liv Tyler movies? Was Scott Wolf in any Liv Tyler movies?
Wasn't.
That's a great way to approach it. Don't forget, you have a lifeline, so don't say a wrong answer. When you could have used your lifeline.
Josh.
Yeah.
Josh doesn't have a lifeline.
Oh, I forgot who your lifeline was.
I've got
was.
A noose. I don't have a lifeline.
Wait, it sounds... Yes. It sounds like he might have one, though, that he might have collected from a nearby friendly stranger.
Wasn't she in...
What do you say? That thing you do, he says.
Oh, yeah.
Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that thing you do.
All right, Justin, you could use your lifeline, or do you have another one?
Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring.
Oh, I love a full title.
Yeah.
Love a full title. I wrote down LOTR because I'm lazy. Jeffrey?
The Strangers.
Oh, he's going to his lifeline. And she says The Strangers. Do you want to go with that?
Yeah, The Strangers.
That's correct.
That. Yeah, it fucking terrifies.
I'm going to go ahead and say, oh, I love that one where she was all like, hey, and everyone was like, whoa. I just can't stop picturing her in her underwear in her dad's music video. That's like what I flash to. Oh, what was that one with, oh, fuck, don't say, we already said Empire Records, and please don't say answers. I was talking to myself when I said, what was that one? There's my audience, Shill, that usually helps me out, decided to go take a dump right now.
What a long, lonely walk down that hallway, knowing that everybody was looking at him too. He tried to do it as cool as he could. Only lit up part of the club by himself walking.
He left his phone here. He's probably not sitting. Yeah.
It might as well, instead of a restroom, say death row over that long hallway.
Well, that door that goes to the bar says pour, and the door that goes to the restroom should just say piss. Like, why doesn't that say piss?
Well, it could say poop.
Yeah, both. I think it doesn't say any of those because of common decency.
Number one, then. It should say number one. Number one only.
I know there's a million more Liv Tyler movies, but I'm gonna tap out. I'm gonna let you guys run with this.
Well, I'm gonna assume, since she was in that Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, right?
That she was in Lord of the Rings Return of the King?
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Isn't that what you said?
I didn't get it.
He said Fellowship of the Rings.
He said Fellowship of the Rings.
Those are different?
Mm-hmm.
So we gotta,
that's why I didn't get involved, because I can't conjure up the full titles of those.
I'm gonna say.
Wait!
It's not your turn.
Oh.
Dude watches MASH once. He thinks he can fucking jump in wherever he wants.
Josh, this is what happens when I make decisions with my eyes open. I fuck him up.
How'd it go?
All right.
He's back from the bathroom, clean hands. Yeah. Do you have another one, Josh? I mean, Justin?
Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got Fellowship.
Return,
and Two Towers.
Yep.
All right, so those are all taken care of. Jeff?
Stealing Beauty.
Yeah, nicely done. Josh?
You can do it, man!
Rob Schneider's here, everybody.
I'm so... Finally, an articulate Rob Schneider. You can do it! You can accomplish anything. You don't got anything?
There's
one I've been circling around. I just can't get the title right.
I mean, I know you can't do TV, right? Movies?
No, they don't really count, but you could try. Because maybe what you're thinking of isn't a TV movie. You might get lucky.
I mean, because she's great in The Leftovers.
Oh, yeah, Leftovers doesn't count. Justin?
Seth, you got anything?
Oh, let's go to his lifeline.
Hold on. What?
Jersey Girl. Nice!
All right, so we're going to go with Jersey Girl.
Yeah, apologies to Kevin Smith for us not catching up on that one. Jeff?
I'll apologize to Kevin Smith once he apologizes to me. Inventing the Abbots.
That's the one I couldn't think of the fucking title. I was like, it's something to something. Inventing the Abbots.
Something.
Yeah, I knew there was a the in the middle.
Something. Just so I know for future reference, would that be acceptable if I gave a something to something answer?
No, it's not enough.
All right.
Gotta be more accurate. Justin?
Cloud Atlas.
What?
I almost thought she was for a second. That was a good one. But no. That's Halle Berry and... A couple other ladies, but
Tom Hanks,
not her.
A bunch of times.
Yeah. It's a bunch of people over and over again. Jeff, do you have one more to just bring it home?
She was in a movie called Heavy with Evan Dando from the Lemonheads.
Yeah, I know. He's good. Yeah. So Jeff is our winner. Where's that person you're playing for, Jeff?
Angelica.
Can you help Angelica get her stuff?
Sure.
Got a couple bags and a poster.
And there's
a t-shirt. Don't forget the t-shirt.
Yeah, it's in the bag. A couple bags full of stuff and a poster. And.
What are you doing with
the ET? Oh, yeah, the ET cards.
Here, give her this, too. This is part of my prize.
His plastic bag that he brought stuff in. Mm-hmm. Throw that in there. Here's a pink rubber band. Wow.
It's really nicely. Look at that. That's amazing. Wow.
That stayed on there.
Jeff, what look happened? At you go. Nothing. Don't worry about it. Just sit
Holy
down.
Sh-
That's so great.
That's amazing.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
There it goes.
When you leaned back, you ruined it.
Boo.
There was a rubber band on your shoulder all that time.
This whole show?
The whole show.
90 minutes? That's fucking wild.
What Liv Tyler movies did we miss? Hulk, of course. Just straight up Hulk.
Incredible Hulk.
Oh, no. Incredible Hulk. You're right. You're right.
Cookie's Fortune.
Cookie's Fortune.
Oh, One Night at McCool's.
Whoa. One Night at McCool's. Strangers 2.
Is that real?
Hobbit? She's in The Hobbit?
No, she's not in The Hobbit.
Shut your mouth.
I can't say definitively if she is or not, because I slept through about 50 minutes of that movie. And I missed nothing.
Dr. T and the Women.
For real?
That's another guy from the director of MASH. All right, well, we did a pretty good job. That was nice. Yeah, we cleaned it up pretty nicely. Josh Wolf, 2 shows tonight here, and then where else are you going to be coming up soon?
Next week I'm in Lexington, Kentucky. Yep.
Where you at, the Laughing Derby?
Yeah, yep. And then the end of this month I'm in Sacramento, a Punchline, and then check out my podcast.
Oh, Sacramento, what are you at, the
Punchline.
Laughing... Oh, I was going to say another thing. Laughing Meth
Head? Meth Lab, yeah. Laughing Meth Lab.
Mattress.
And then...
But Sacramento's great. Great weed town.
Yeah, and you can check out my podcast called Fairly Normal. So that's about it.
Yeah. Josh Wolf.
Thank you.
Justin Thompson. At Justin T on Twitter.
Yeah, Justin T E E. I got some dates coming up. Can I plug? Mm-hmm. I'll be doing shows, stand up in Columbia, here in Greenville at another venue that I won't say the name of. Charlotte, Memphis, New Orleans, Texas, Baton Rouge. All those will be on my website, justinthompson.me.
Justin!
Thanks.
And Jeff Tate, what do you got coming up?
Next week, I'm in Chicago, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, 2 nights in Pittsburgh, Friday, Saturday, 1 night in Cleveland, Lakeview Tavern. Emma's with me. Emma Arnold is with me on all those shows. We're going to Ann Arbor, the Belly Room in LA, the Knitting Factory in Brooklyn. All the dates are on justanotherclown.com. Toronto, Montreal. Buy my new album, Again. It's called Again. Buy it once.
But no, buy it more than once.
Yeah.
That's clever marketing. Buy again. Again.
Yeah, yeah. And if you make again. Hats, I want to make a hat that says Make Jeff Tate Again. So if somebody...
if somebody, what are you going to do? Are you going to do a Kickstarter to get that going? To make a hat?
I'm hoping that you have a listener that goes, hey, I make hats.
I'll make those hats.
And then I'll work out some kind of business arrangement.
All right. Reach out to him at JeffTate77 on Twitter.
96.
96.
JeffTate96.
On Twitter. And one more time for Jeff Tate, Justin Thompson, and Josh Wolf. At the San Francisco Comedy Club known as Cobbs on April 19th, Los Angeles on April 20th, Portland April 22, douglasmovies.com, and thanks for being great, you guys. I love it here. Greenville, South Carolina, who knew? And as always, Josh Wolf is a shithead. That seems pretty cruel to make a Josh Wolf themed name tag and call him a shithead on the back. And the people in North Carolina who say men can't poop in a women's restroom are a shithead.
Once again, today's episode is brought to you in part by HBO Now, the new way to stream all of HBO. No TV package required. Get all the series, movies, docs, sports, specials, and more. Download the app on your favorite device to start your 30-day free trial immediately. You guys know I love preparing amazing dinners at home thanks to Plated. Visit Plated.com/Doug and choose from recipes designed for a wide range of tastes. You'll receive a hand-picked refrigerated box with fresh produce, antibiotic-free meats, everything you need to cook an awesome dinner delivered straight to your door. That's right, produce. Get a free dinner for two with your first delivery. Plated.com.
Another talkie, eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.